Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 25th day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillot, to all those impacted by the tragic building collapse in Surfside, Florida. We ask for you to please keep all those who are missing and their families. New York Steelers, late last night, they knocked down the remaining part of the building in a controlled demolition out of fear that it could fall on its own, which really now enables and allows workers to continue to search. I just saw an article a little bit earlier. They're trying to even get to the underground garage. Even though it's been now almost a week and a half, there's still hope. There's always hope that perhaps we might be able to find some people alive. And so we're going to continue to daven, and we're going to continue to mention it on the call as long as we're able to, and hope that our tefillot will make a difference. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, once again, nearly all, maybe missing the past few days, all of the entire past year and a half, nearly, of the Tehillim call are archived at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim, which is T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M. You can access all of the calls there at ou.org/Tehillim. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Katz slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you so much, Rav Naftali. It's great to be back with you again. Thank you for inviting me back. And it's wonderful to have everyone still joining in this global call. Obviously, tefillos are always needed, and especially, as Rav Naftali mentioned, given the recent events. I remember when I was here last, I don't know, about a year ago, maybe a little more, we spoke about how, despite the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, we have opportunities around us, opportunities that might continue even after the pandemic. And it's particularly poignant given the end of this week's parsha, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, which is effectively the end of Hashem's giving over of the Torah. We know Devarim is basically Moshe Rabbeinu's recounting, his reformulating, and his inspirations to the Jewish people going into Eretz Yisrael. But the question remains, why is it, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the very last thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to hear is, again, about the story of Benos Slavchad. And the Me'ah Shiloach, Rav Mordechai Yosef Weiner of Ishpitz, originally of Kutsk or Tamashov, he explains that there's a very important message that comes along with the fact that Benos Slavchad is the ending portion of Hashem's Torah, the first four Barim, at least. He explains that while it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of halakha, he gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvot, that obviously apply at all times, no matter what the situation is. Nonetheless, there are situations that we approach, there are situations that we're put in that require us to adapt, require us to apply things differently because of a given situation, because you're not always going to be guided in a midbar by clouds that are going to keep everything equal and make sure that you're okay. Sometimes things aren't equal, and sometimes you have to acclimate to a new situation and to apply in different ways. And we've all learned over the last year and a half how to do that in Baruch Hashem through the opportunities that we've been given from the institutions like the OU and others, or whether it's in our own communities by our own lay leadership or rabbinic leadership or medical leadership, that we've been able to, Baruch Hashem, find ways and avenues to make sure that we can continue learning Torah, we can continue davening in safe, secure, and meaningful ways. And this is exactly what the Mashiach is referencing, that at the end of the Torah, Hashem says, I can't possibly tell you every situation that's ever going to happen. And it's incumbent upon us, when those situations change, when the environment changes, to make the most of the opportunities given that new change. And Baruch Hashem, our communities have stepped up, our institutions have stepped up, and we've learned a lot. We've learned different ways of doing things, ways of reaching out and phone calls like this and other avenues of technology that we can connect to each other. And now our job is, our responsibility is, what do we do when we're coming back to shul? What do we do when we have those original routines? Baruch Hashem, people are coming back to shul, and there's always a little residue to clean up. And the question is, if we remember those days when we didn't have shul, when we didn't have those usual avenues, and we said to ourselves, oh, halavai, we should have that kiddush back. Halavai, we should have the singing back. Halavai, we should have the classes in person and people, conversing in ways they used to and enjoying davening and learning the way that they used to. But now they are back. And there's a beautiful insight from none other than Reb Simcha Banim of Shifcha's father, who was himself a great Rav and a great insightful person. He explains at the beginning of Parshas Matos how the Pasuk tells us, Ish Yidor Neder LaHashem. You make a neder. You make a vow. He says, you have to keep the vow, of course. But the end of the Pasuk is a bit strange. Kechol Hayotse Mipiv Yaseh. It doesn't just say to fulfill your vow, but it says, in the manner in which it came out of your mouth, that's how you should do it. Says Reb Tzvi Hirsch, the father of Simcha Banim, what it means is, the kiyum of the neder yiyya be'osa cheshek ve'hislavos kamo shahaya b'shas neder b'fiv. Just like when you made that neder, when you made that vow, when you hoped you would be able to fulfill it, you got excited and you were enthusiastic of the opportunity that would come, that one day you'd be able to fulfill this vow. When it comes to actually fulfilling it, when it comes to actually putting that vow or that hope into practice, you better have the same excitement. We all remember those days where we were outside of the shul, when we were stuck at home, when we had to wear a mask, when we had to distance from each other, when we couldn't have social events. We said to ourselves, oh, if I could just have that davening back, if I could just have that learning back. Now it's that time. For many of us, maybe some aren't yet at that stage, but for many of us, we're at that time where Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given us the bracha of being able to go back to shul, of re-engaging the shul, the community, and our brothers and friends. So now it's that time to make sure that we remember what it felt like to not have it, and the excitement that we have, the excitement that we should continue. And in this way, we can perhaps in a small way do our part to remember what it was like to rectify the issues the Jewish people had in the Beis HaMikdash, where it was at the time they got the Beis HaMikdash, obviously a great excitement. But as the time went on, it waned. We should always remember the difficulty and the yearning we had during the pandemic. And it should always bolster our excitement in the moment to make sure that while we have those opportunities back, we recognize and appreciate what opportunities they are, given the fact that we know what it was like not to have them. Mirat Hashem, through institutions like the OU and through people, lay leadership, rabbinic leadership, medical leadership, we can continue to make the most of these opportunities, ones that we've learned through the pandemic and ones we can now have back because we didn't have them before. Continue that excitement, continue that appreciation, and in Mirat Hashem, we should have that excitement again in Yerushalayim HaBnuya in the coming weeks. We will now have those four Parakim of Tehillim that Rabbi Naftali mentioned. We'll start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20 of Psalms. I will say it slowly so people can say it along with me. And we will follow that with Perek Chaf Gimel, Chaf Kuf Chaf Aleph, 23, 121, and Kuf Lamed, 130. And then we'll have a Mishpah from Cholim and Achenu. Chapter 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yan Chad and Ivyon Sarah, Yisagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezechami Kodesh, Shumitzia, Ve Yisadeka. Yizkor Komin Chosecha, Olaf Secha Yidash Nesela. Yiten Elecha, Chilavavecha, Vechol Asaf, Uveshem Eloheinu nidgol Yimale Adonai kol mishalotecha Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho Yaneu mishmei kacho Bigvuros yesha yemino Eile vorechev v'eile basusim Vanachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazir Hema karu v'nafalu Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai hoshia Hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreyenu. Parashas Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echtar. Binos deshe yarbiteini, al meimenuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev, yancheini b'magle tzedek, lema'an shemo. Gamek yelech begay tzalam aves, lo ira ram, yata imadi, shistecha umishantecha, himayenachamuni, ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged zorerai, yishanta avashemen roshi, Kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti beveis Adonai liorech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malo. Esa einai el ha'harim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim evaretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomerecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha yomam hashemesh lo yakecha v'yarayach balayela Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeischa uvolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim, Hirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tienaz Necha Kashuval, Lekol Tachanunai, Kim Avonos Tishmar Yam, Adonai Miyamod. Imecha atzlicha l'man tivarei Yivis Yadonai Yivis ha'nafshi V'lidvarav ho'chaleti Nafshi l'Adonai Mishomerim laboker Shomerim laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Im Adonai HaChesed Ve'arbei Imo Tzedos Ve'hu Yifides Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We'll now say Mishaberach for Cholim and anyone else who needs Tzilos. Please insert the names of those who need them during the pause. Mishavach Avasenu, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Yaron, David Shlomo, Hui Marech Virapei Asacholim. Bavur sheko akala karosh hazem ispallin bavuran bifaze karosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lach limam al raposam lach hazikam lach hayosam vishach lehem mehera refua shalema min hashamayim l'chol evareihem l'chol gideyem b'sol shar chole Yisrael refua sanefesh refua sagof hashtabag olav izman karib v'nomar amein acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzor v'ashivyam hom dimei mayom dimei mayom v'asham v'atom yirachem alem yotzim yisar l'rvacha v'mefeh l'ora v'mishibu ligulam Hashabag Allah is man karib bin Omar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for strength, safety, and a refuah for all of those in need with the answer Latova and for whatever it is that we're davening, that we're praying for, that all of our tefillot, all of our prayers collectively, individually should be answered Latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.